Jacaranda FM's Good Morning Angels. Wednesdays on Breakfast with Martin Bester.
It's my pleasure to welcome our next guest in studio. It is Lerato Dibe. How are you, Lerato?
I'm okay, and yourself?
I'm well, thank you. And also, I call them the first angels. So these are the people that write to us. And we're going to call him Alex for this morning. How are you, Alex?
I'm good, thank you.
And thanks for coming in. Alex, so, I mean, you wrote to us about Lerato Dibe. Why did you write to us about her? What made you write to us?
Well, when I came to service, I've only been there a little while, and I saw Lerato, and I saw how difficult it was for her to read, and they started chatting about how what the problem was in her eyesight and how long she's had it most of her life. And, you know, getting very close to the paper to actually see anything.
So you're a barista. You work in the canteen at this very big company, and that's where you get your coffee.
Yeah, and that's where I saw her, and I thought, shame, you know. It's the gift of sight is one of the most important senses, and I had to do something about it.
And isn't it incredible? We've had so many stories like this where people are passed by thousands of people on a daily basis. Yeah. You know, remember Johannes?
So yeah. That
jumps
yeah.
to mind. Yeah. And then one day someone just decides to
stop
and have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's amazing what you find out.
Yeah.
So you decided that day, you want to have a chat to Lerato. You saw that there was something that she's struggling with her eyes, and that's when you told him the story about your struggles and your challenges with your eyesight, right?
Yes, I openly told him that I'm suffering from keratocracy on my right eye.
Okay.
And then the doctor discovered that my left eye is the one that I'm actually seeing with it. But as you can see from me, like this right eye, it's more wide open than the left one.
Yes.
The left one is the one that is more functioning than the other. So when I was going to the government hospital for the checkups and all that, doctors told me that my condition is not for the glasses. Like, they can help me with anything. I need contact lens. But only to find that the contact lens must be the special ones that...
So you did seek help for it before?
Yes, I did seek
help.
But
it didn't help?
As I was alone, I you know, I get overwhelmed. And
Okay.
Then I stopped for a bit. Mm. Then when he asked me about my eye condition and all that, I got hope again.
You got hope again?
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
And then with your permission, obviously, Alex, you arranged for her to see an optometrist.
That's correct.
Okay, and then you went to this optometrist.
Uh-huh.
And what did the optometrist tell you?
The optometrist told me that my right eye has the keratocracy, like the first and second doctor said.
Mm. Yeah.
So the only eye that is functioning is my left eye.
And so, did this optometrist, did he or she give you better advice on how to fix it?
She gave me this eye drop.
Okay.
That we should try to put in, maybe they will make it different. And then when I went to the other one, the other one discovered that I've got, I'm allergic to dust. My eyes are allergic to dust. So I shouldn't use any eye drop.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And that's at that point that you were offered, I suppose, or directed into the right direction of how to solve this problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Martin, if I can just say, initially I wanted to solve the problem myself.
Because I'm just hearing this now.
The problem was bigger than
She's been from doctor to doctor to doctor.
Yeah.
So what's the diagnosis now?
Well, the first optometrist was my optometrist, a lovely lady. She looked, she said, this isn't need specialization care.
Okay.
She then contacted a specialist, arranged for him to see her. Both of them did it free of charge.
Oh, wow.
He then looked at her and gave her a much better prognosis of what exactly it is and what she'd require.
And what is that?
She has to have an operation on the left eye to lift the lid first.
Right. Okay, yes.
And then she got another specialist to make, say, a permanent contact lens, but not the normal contact, a very special lens, which they will then put in the eye, and that'll give her vision for her life.
And tell me something. So, where's the percentage? What percentage vision do you have in that? On your left eye.
50.
In your left eye, 50.
Yes.
And in the other eye?
On the other, I'm not sure, but it's really bad.
They said about 5%.
Yeah.
5%.
So would they put lenses in both eyes then, or just in the left eye?
Just in the left eye.
Okay.
And then the eyelid will be lifted.
Yes. Mm.
So unfortunately, they can't do the right eye because, as she said, the connection to the brain's been affected.
Gotcha.
It won't rewire itself effectively.
But break it down for me. So where you're at now, how much better will you be able to see after this operation? What did they say?
I will be better because the contact lens would take me to 90%.
Wow.
90%?
Yeah.
Wow.
That is incredible.
Sure.
So
it's definitely going to change your life.
Yeah, it will, because I'm seeing with my one eye.
But Lerato, how have you been doing your job like
Thank
this?
Thank you.
I think it's the passion behind my job.
My gosh.
I think. Yeah.
And you've just been sucking it up. You've just been going on with life like this until this conversation with Isaac.
Yeah, and the other thing, at some point, it's normal for me because even from my background, like, if you want to see that we are related, you see with our eyes, we've got eye problem everywhere.
Isn't this a theme this morning?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hereditary, like the things that run in the families, and you kind of just go, well, that's just the way it is.
And you
so
live
you
with
just
it.
So you live with it.
Yeah.
And you've just been living with it.
I've been living with that. Oh, yeah, so for me to get around, I have to know where is my thing. Like, I can't look. I just browse around.
You just became, you organize yourself to become used to it and normalize it. Well, firstly, Alex, you're an absolute champ. He's an ace that's just all seen Afrikaans. Thanks for being the first angel writing to us and just having the conversation.
Yeah.
Just having the conversation. How much do you need? How much did they tell you? What is, because we're talking
about the total cost in the order of 50,000.
All right.
Okay. I personally will contribute 10.
Thank you very much for that. You've done so much already, but it gives me a figure there. On the line is Maria Pavli again on the show this morning. Lotto star, just absolutely beautiful morning all around. Bumper edition for Women's Month. And Maria, we need to jump in and help this young lady.
100%, absolutely. So I think, first of all, so much thank you to Alex. I think, you know, it just takes one conversation to change our perspective and to change the outlook on someone else's life. So you have done an incredible job, and thank you for being the first angel in this story. So in light of what has been shared with us, we would like to donate 40,000 Rand towards Lerato's surgery. And we will also just up that by an additional 7,000 Rand for any extra expenses or for her and for her daughter. But yeah, I don't think it could have been said better. You know, the gift of sight is something truly incredible that we often take for granted. And hopefully this surgery changes Lerato's literal outlook on life and what she can achieve going forward.
Lerato. Well, she's very emotional.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be like this. Are you feeling better?
I'm very thankful for everyone. Thank you so much. Because, you know, I've been working on this journey alone. Mm. But now there's someone who's holding my hand.
Oh, baby.
Like, I'm so grateful.
Tell me about your daughter.
My daughter is Bitlale, and the first time we went to the operators with her, like, she said she wanted to be an optometrist.
Oh, baby.
So that she can take care of me. Because when the doctor was checking me, like, she was also checking, like, checking. And so if I'm sitting, like, she would say, no, mommy, no. You remember when I checked there, like, your eyes like this, so you probably hurting your eyes.
She's
so,
like,
she's inspired.
And every time when I go with her, because you know that I can't read, like, from far, she would read for me and say, mommy, this is what do you want me to read even more?
That's incredible. Maria, bless you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Martin, thank you so much. I just want to say, in addition, thank you to all of our players. Without them, this wouldn't be possible. Thank you to GMA. Thank you to Jack Aranda. And thank you to our Good Samaritan. It's been an incredible bumper edition this morning, and we couldn't have done it without you.
What a journey. Thank you, Maria Pavli, from Lotto Star, all the clients and players. Thank you very much for your contribution this morning. You've made a heck of a difference. Thank you very much, eh?
Thank you.
Maria. Well, listen, you owe me a good coffee, eh?
Serviced. You all can come as often as you want, I'll buy.
Serviced, we're coming over for Lerato's coffee when she's ready to make it again. Listen, all the best with the surgery. Yes. You're in good hands.
Thank you so much.
Your life is going to be so much easier. And good job, Alex. Good job.
Thank you.
Good job, Angels. Good job.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
You're with your own family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.